From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that can not only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Andi Romdoni. First, the headlines. Indonesia targets 250 trillion rupiah of investment from G20 presidency. Indonesia highlights global vaccine equality to tackle COVID-19. Now the news in details. Investment Minister and Investment Coordinating Board, BKPM, head Bahlil Lahadalia, targets to reach 200 trillion rupiah to 250 trillion rupiah in the investment sector during Indonesia's presidency at the 2022 G20 forum. The minister highlighted at the inauguration of the G20 Trade Investment and Industry Working Group on Tuesday that one of the sectors that will be encouraged to meet the target is industrial downstreaming. According to Lahadalia, Indonesia is the only country in the world that is currently building an electric vehicle battery industry from upstream. Indonesia directly utilizes its mineral raw materials and processes them into raw materials for electric vehicle batteries. Next, we have Indonesia, which will draw attention to the crucial and urgent aspect of the global vaccine distribution to address the COVID-19 pandemic. During the G20 forum to be hosted by the country, Trade Minister Muhammad Lutfi stated, "The minister pressed to promptly address the current discrepancy in vaccine distribution between Europe and African countries." Minister Lutfi pointed out while attending the Trade Investment and Industry Working Group virtual inaugural event in Jakarta on Tuesday to address the issue. The Trade Minister pressed for global collaboration and cooperation to ensure equal vaccine availability across all countries. The last national news comes from state-owned enterprises. Minister Erick Thohir, in an event held virtually on Tuesday, asserted that the ministry aims to make Indonesia a green energy producer. He wishes Indonesia to grow from becoming a consumer-based market for this type of energy. Moreover, Minister Thohir, at the second anniversary of the Indonesia Cyber Media Network, said that principle of SOE's decarbonization program aims to support the reduction of national greenhouse gases, which includes the Reduced Emission Initiatives Program, the Built Adjacent Business Initiatives Program, and the Explore Step Out Opportunities Initiative Program. He insists that these are what is called being independent and sovereign over a country's energy and natural resources. Now we move to the international news. United States President Joe Biden is expected to host the leaders of ASEAN for a special summit in March in a show of commitment to the region. Officials have com- officials have confirmed despite the pressing matters that the U.S. faces elsewhere. Washington has slowly ramped up its engagement with ASEAN and other partners and allies as part of its wider Indo-Pacific strategy, roundly considered as a vehicle for it to contain China's growing regional influence. But the Biden administration still has a lot to prove for its commitment to maintain peace and stability in Southeast Asia and the wider region, especially amid tensions with Russia in Ukraine, that could still result in an all-out war. Next, we have Malaysia's Coronavirus Recovery Council on Tuesday said it has recommended a full reopening of borders as early as March the 1st without mandatory quarantine for travelers as part of plans to accelerate economic recovery. The recommendation comes as neighbors waive quarantine requirement to attract vaccinated tourists, including Thailand, the Philippines, and Singapore. Muhyiddin Yassin, a former premier and chairperson of the National Recovery Council, NRC, a government advisory body, said travelers would have to undergo COVID-19 screening before departure and on arrival. At present, Malaysia allows quarantine-free entry to people from Singapore as part of a bilateral arrangement. Daily coronavirus infections in Malaysia have surged in recent weeks to their highest in 4 months, driven by the Omicron variant. We continue with the government of South Korea, which has begun reviewing the possibility of extending oil tax cuts amid a sharp rise in international oil prices due to continued tension between Ukraine and Russia. The Ministry of Trade, Industry and Energy on Wednesday held a task force meeting along with energy-related institutions, companies, and think tanks and said it will continue discussions with other government ministries on easing public burdens, including the extension of oil tax cuts. The oil tax cuts of 20% introduced in November last year in response to hike in oil prices is scheduled to expire in April. We end the news with the law enforcement agencies in Ottawa, which have made 23 arrests and issued more than 1,300 tickets related to the anti-mandate and anti-government protests in Canada's capital, the Municipal Police Service said. Ottawa Police Service, OPS, said in a press release on Tuesday that the charges include mischief, resisting arrest, breach of probation, among other infractions. In addition, police officers have issued more than 1,300 tickets for a variety of infractions, such as excessive noise, use of fireworks, and red light violations. Local officials have requested additional law enforcement resources to deal with the ongoing protests that have remained peaceful. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Economic Cooperation Between Indonesia and Sweden Increases Amid COVID-19 Pandemic.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights economic cooperation between Indonesia and Sweden increases amid COVID-19 pandemic. Listeners, the Indonesian Central Statistic Agency, BPS, recorded that the total trade value between Indonesia and Sweden throughout 2021 increased by 22% compared to 2020, with the strengthening of the value of exports of Indonesia to Sweden by $251.9 million, or around 3.6 trillion rupiah, or an increase of 31.6%. Indonesian ambassador to Sweden, Kampara Dipta Isnomo, in a written statement to the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm on Friday, stated that the COVID-19 pandemic has brought its own challenges in fostering economic relations among countries, including Indonesia and Sweden. Besides, Ambassador Kamapradipta also said that by 2021, the total trade value and the value of Indonesia's export to Sweden were the highest in the Nordic region. The statement also noted that the increase in the value of Sweden's export and investment to Indonesia cannot be separated from the bilateral economic relations that have been fostered by both countries. Throughout 2021, the Indonesian Embassy in Stockholm reported that it is actively approaching many groups in Sweden, both government and business sides, and facilitating meetings between companies from both countries. Based on data from the International Trade Center ITC, Indonesia exported 5 major commodities to Sweden in 2021. These goods are animal or vegetable fats, knitted clothing items, vehicles other than tram carriage, footwear, as well as non-woven clothing items. Along with the increase in Indonesia's export to Sweden, the value of Sweden's inbound investment to Indonesia is also growing. Sweden's main investment in Indonesia is in the health sector, transportation, information technology, textile, chemical products, as well as packaged food and beverage products. Moreover, Ambassador Kamapradipta hopes that in 2022, the Indonesian Embassy can realize a lot of collaboration that have been explored over the last 2 years, including in the energy, transportation, and health sectors. Furthermore, the Indonesian Embassy will also encourage collaboration with Sweden in the success of Indonesia's G20 presidency and the development of the new capital, Nusantara. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the program Diplomatic Corner ends the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 9, 1946, when the Association of Indonesian Journalists was founded. On February 9, 1946, on the initiative of several journalists, a journalist congress was held in Solo, Central Java. The congress participants agreed to establish an organization under the name of the Indonesian Journalists Association, or PWI. The aim of the PWI organization was to unite all journalists and all their potential. And in the Congress, Sumanang was elected as the first chairman of the Indonesian Journalists Association. In 1985, through Presidential Decree No. 5 of 1985, the birthday of the Indonesian Journalists Association was officially a National Press Day. Now we move to an event on February 9, 1969, about inaugural flight of the Boeing 747. The Boeing 747, also known as the Jumbo Jet, is the second largest wide-body passenger aircraft today, after the A380 aircraft in service at the end of October 2007. This four-engine aircraft, manufactured by Boeing Commercial Airplanes, uses a two-deck configuration, with the upper deck used for business class. This aircraft was first flown on February 9, 1969, before being certified in December of the same year. We end today in history with an event on February 9, 2001, the American submarine USS Greenfield crashed into a Japanese civilian ship. On February 9, 2001, American submarine USS Greenfield accidentally rammed and sank the Japanese fishing school training ship, Ehimemaru, 16 km off the coast of Oahu. As a result of this collision, 9 of the 35 passengers on the Japanese ship, including 4 students, died. An investigation found that the accident was the result of poor sonar detection, ineffective use of periscopes by the submarine captain, poor communication between crew, and disturbance caused by the presence of 16 civilian guests on board the submarine. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Oleh waktu
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Statistics Indonesia or BPS data show that Indonesian economic growth in the fourth quarter of 2021 was 5.02% year-on-year. Therefore, the 2021 economic growth was 3.69%. The head of Statistics Indonesia, Margo Yuwono, in a press conference on Monday said the main supporter of the Q4 2021 economic growth, based on expense, was still dominated by the household consumption with 3.55%, with 52.91% share for the economy. Household consumption contributed 1.91% of the 5.02% year-on-year growth in the Q4 2021. This indicated that the people begin shopping when the economy recovers. More in detail, Margo Yuwono explained that a booster of household consumption was the increasing sales of retail, wholesale, car, and motorcycle. Meanwhile, the transaction value of electronic money, debit card, and credit card grew 9.11%, strengthening compared to the Q4 2020, which was minus 0.88%. Another indicator by the Statistics Indonesia was 18.23% growth in flight passengers. Another important component was the investment or gross fixed capital formation, or GFCF. In Q4 2021, the GFCF grew by 4.49%, contributing 31.01% to the gross domestic product. This was supported by the growth of the capital equipment, such as machinery and equipment, domestic vehicles, and other imported capital equipment. The next component is goods and services export that grew significantly by 29.83% year-on-year. The export was the third biggest structure of the GDP with 23.70% share. Various other phenomena that supported export included some partner countries' growing economies such as in China, US, and South Korea. Meanwhile, some international commodity prices such as palm oil and coal also improved Indonesian export performance. The fourth contributor of the GDP was 11.82% government consumption, which grew 5.25%. This growth was supported by the 25.13% increase in goods and services spending realization.
Sejak kau ada di dunia, aku tak menyangka, tapi aku percaya. Dan waktu terus berlalu, kau buat semua nyata. Kulihat keajaiban. Oh yeah. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau jatuh dari surga. Kau
penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo de getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen.Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song It is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
The province of Nangro Aceh Darussalam, which is located at the northern tip of the island of Sumatra, has rich tourism potential, ranging from natural, educational, cultural tourism, and ancestral wealth to culinary tourism that can be found all in Aceh. Anoy Itam Beach is one of the mainstay natural tourism destinations in Nangro Aceh Darussalam. Precisely, it is located in Gampong Anoy Itam, Sukajaya District, Sabang City, Wei Island, Nangro Aceh Darussalam Province. Anoy Itam Beach, which is 13 kilometers from Sabang City, is the only black sand beach on the island. Anoy Itam itself means black sand. Based on the assessment of Garuda Indonesia magazine, the exotic beauty of this beach has led it to achieve the title as one of the most beautiful beaches in Indonesia. Anoy Itam Beach sand is said to have a different density from the black sand compared with other beaches. It weighs approximately 3 times the weight of black sand in general. This is due to the high nickel content in its constituent mineral composition. The color combination of black sand and white limestone around it looks contrast and give a sensation of its own beauty. The blue sea and the sea breeze that blows bring peace that frees someone from fatigue. Please try to walk along the Anoy Itam coastline on barefoot in the afternoon. The warm sand plays on the soles of the feet as it is washed away by the wave, creating a sensation that makes one relax. Witnessing landscapes, green trees, blue skies, and views of the towering Mount Seluwah in mainland Aceh is an unforgettable experience. To go to Anoy Itam Beach in Sabang, first we have to go to Bandar Aceh to be priced to Ule Lue Harbor to take a ferry or speedboat to Balohan Harbor on Wei Island. After arriving at Balohan Harbor or Sabang City, the journey can be continued by renting a car or motorbike to go to Anoy Itam Beach. To enjoy the beauty of this beach, you should explore by motorbike from Sabang City along the eastern road across Sumur Tiga Beach with a travel time of about 30 minutes. Along the way uphill and downhill, our eyes are spoiled with beautiful beach scenery while taking photos. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Jangan dekat atau jangan datang kepadaku lagi. Aku semakin tersiksa karena tak memilikimu. Ku coba jalani hari dengan pengganti dirimu, tapi hatiku selalu berpihak lagi padamu. Mengapa semua ini terjadi kepadaku.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is ajakan or mengajak, which means invitation or invite. So stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about ajakan atau mengajak, which means invitation or invite. This conversation is between Kevin and Mela when they are planning a weekend holiday. Kevin asks Mela, his workmate, to go to the beach.
Mela, ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai.
Ayo.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Ayo, ayo, which means let's go. Kita, kita, which means we. Berjalan-jalan, which means take a walk. Ke pantai, which means to the beach. Ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means let's take a walk to the beach. In the dialogue, you listen to an expression, ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai. Ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means let's take a walk to the beach. In Indonesian, the word ayo, which means let's go, is used to invite someone. The word ayo is placed before the dialogue topic. For example, ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai. Ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai, which means let's take a walk to the beach. Besides ayo, another expression of invitation is yuk, which means let's go. This interjection is used when talking with a friend. It can be placed before or after the dialogue topic. For examples, Mela, yuk kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai. Yuk, Mela, kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai yuk. Yuk, when inviting someone that you know well, Indonesians usually use the words yuk or ayo. However, to invite someone respected or someone that you do not know well yet, they usually use the word mari, which means let's go. For example, mari kita pergi, which means let's go. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Mela, ayo kita berjalan-jalan ke pantai.
Ayo.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
Katakan padamu.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from Riau entitled Ocu Mantau. The song Ocu Mantau was composed by Halim Ma'arifat, and the lyrics of the song tell about a husband who will work outside his hometown. He also asked his wife to pray so that he will travel safely and will come home sooner. He gives a message for his wife to take good care at home. Well, listener, here is the song Ocu Mantau by Rizal Ocu.
Onde ma'oy, sungai kampau ma'oy, ayu nyojonyo, tompe manyosa, jomanyamwo, di situ badan, moncai batu, moncai kosyo. Ocu mangan tokano gogi uang. Ocu mangan tokano gogi uang. Deyen tinggalkan anak jo bini. Nogoi uan, mangadu no sikan nogoi uan. Hati onan mani ocu tinggekan, jala adio malaso come. Doakan ocu copet pulang.
Kau ikut
panjang jambatan rantau bangangin tompe evapo yang tentara jopan mendengau kabar nandai angin adio diumah diambil uang oh cuma rantau dia kano goi ungan elo elo la kau di rumah acu merantau dia kano goi ungan jan pulo kau lo pelo lo batanan
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.